From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump in his first post-election news conference acknowledged Wednesday Russia likely meddled in the November U.S. election.
As far as hacking, I think it was Russia, but I think we also get hacked by other countries and other people.
An intelligence assessment given to the president-elect last week concluded President Vladimir Putin may have ordered the hacking, a charge Moscow denies, but Mr. Trump insisted it's important the U.S. try to have good ties with Mr. Putin.
Well, if Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability, because we have a horrible relationship with Russia. Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky. I mean, if you look, this administration created ISIS by leaving at the wrong time.
He also denounced reports Tuesday about a dossier linked to the news media containing unproven information that Russia compiled tawdry personal information to compromise him, that his campaign colluded with Russian intelligence. Mr. Trump said the intelligence community may be to blame for the leak.
They looked at that nonsense that was released by maybe the intelligence agencies. Who knows? But maybe the intelligence agencies, which would be a tremendous blot on their record if they in fact did that. A tremendous blot.
The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, late Wednesday said he told Mr. Trump he did not believe the leak came from intelligence sources. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh Wednesday warned the international community against interfering in the West African country's political crisis. In power since 1994, Mr. Jammeh accepted election defeat December 1st to opposition leader Adama Barrow, but reversed himself, demanding a new election. Leaders of ECOWAS are to meet with the Gambian leader Friday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson, in confirmation hearings before the Senate Wednesday, said Russia poses a danger, citing the annexation of Crimea and its complicity in the Syrian conflict, but blamed previous U.S. policy for a resurgent Russia.
Our NATO allies are right to be alarmed at a resurgent Russia. But it was in the absence of American leadership that this door was left open and unintended signals were sent. We backtracked on commitments we made to allies. We sent weak or mixed signals with red lines that turned into green lights. We did not recognize that Russia does not think like we do.
Tillerson, an ExxonMobil chief executive, called for an open and frank dialogue with Moscow. He said the U.S. must be steadfast in the face of disagreements with the Kremlin, adding it must be held to account for its actions. He also said he favors maintaining current sanctions on Russia. According to state television, Syria's government and rebels have agreed on a plan to repair damage to a spring that is a vital source of water supply to the capital city, Damascus. The rebel-held Wadi Barada Valley has been the object of a government assault to dislodge rebels. The spring was knocked out last month, severely reducing waters to the capital. In Yemen, dozens of fighters on both sides of the conflict were killed in the past 2 days as the Saudi coalition-backed government launched an offensive against Houthi rebels near the strategic Red Sea Strait of Bab el-Mandab. Meanwhile, British parliamentarian Andrew Mitchell toured the devastated Yemeni northern city of Sada.
Looking around this total destruction and devastation that has been wrought on the people of Sada, it's very difficult to understand or see how that in any way advances the aims of the coalition and the aims of Saudi Arabia. It seems to me to be completely counterproductive to everything they are trying to achieve.
A UN Children's Fund representative Wednesday said the two-year conflict has taken the lives of nearly 1,400 children and closed hundreds of schools. He said 1.7 million people suffer from moderate malnutrition. Nearly 500,000 are severely or acutely malnourished. In Europe, at least 65 have died as a result of bitter cold and heavy snow that plague Eastern Europe. People are struggling with travel delays, power outages, and sub-zero temperatures. Aid agencies have warned that dozens of migrants are at risk of freezing to death as the cold extends as far south as Greece. 5 Malian soldiers were killed, 3 wounded Wednesday when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb between the central Ségou and Mopti regions. U.S. stocks posted gains in trading Wednesday with the benchmark Dow Jones up nearly 100 points to 19,954. Meanwhile, European plane maker Airbus Wednesday said it delivered a record number of commercial aircraft last year, despite a slump in new orders. Iran was scheduled to receive its first Airbus Wednesday as part of a multi-billion dollar deal. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.